Another week, another rough West Division road opponent for McLeod Bethel Thompson and the Toronto Argonauts. Toronto, 1-0, visits the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Friday night. Bethel Thompson threw for 354 yards and 2 touchdowns in rallying the Argos to a season-opening 23-20 road win Saturday night over the Calgary Stampeders, who'd won 12 straight against the Argos heading into the contest and outscored the East Division by an average of 16 points per game. But Bethel Thompson guided Toronto to 11 fourth-quarter points to secure the victory. After hitting Curlee Gittens Jr. on a 27-yard TD strike, Bethel Thompson made it 20-20 after finding Eric Rogers for the two-point convert. Later, Bethel Thompson took Toronto on a 10-play march that began from its 21-yard with just over 4 minutes remaining. That set up Boris Bede's 32-yard field goal that put the Argos ahead 23-20 with 41 seconds remaining, ultimately securing rookie head coach Ryan Dinwiddie his first CFL win against his former team. Dinwiddie served as Calgary's quarterback coach, 2016-19, before being hired by Toronto. Bethel Thompson led the CFL in TD passes, 26, and was third in passing, 4,024, in 2019 when he made 13 starts for Toronto. But following consecutive 4-1-4-0 records, the Argos have revamped their lineup. That included signing quarterback Nick Arbuckle, who won 4 of 7 games he started with Calgary in 2019 when starter Bo Levi Mitchell was injured. That led Ottawa to acquire Arbuckle's rights and sign him to an extension, but the 27-year-old Californian never played in the Canadian capital due to the pandemic and was released by the Redblacks after they signed veteran Matt Nichols. Arbuckle was expected to be Toronto's starter but has been hampered by a hamstring injury. Winnipeg, 1-0, was very solid in its season-opening 19-6 home victory over the Hamilton Tigercats last Thursday. With veteran running back Andrew Harris injured, sophomore Brady Oliveira ran for 126 yards on 22 carries in his first CFL start. Quarterback Zach Caleros, who stepped in as Winnipeg's starter late in 2019 and went 4-0, culminating with the club's 33-12 Grey Cup win over Hamilton, was a tidy 18 of 28 passing for 217 yards and 2 TDs. Winnipeg's defense forced 3 turnovers, 2 interceptions, 1 fumble recovery, and held Hamilton's potent offense to just 55 yards rushing and 297 total yards. Pick: Winnipeg. BC Lions vs. Calgary Stampeders, Thursday night, at Calgary, the Stampeders, 0-1, again face an opponent they've had a lot of past success against. They're 12-2 in their last 14 games versus BC and 8-2 in the 10 latest meetings at McMahon. Bo Levi Mitchell gets the start despite being limited in practice this week with a calf ailment. Rookie Nathan Rourke is expected to make a second straight start for the Lions, although veteran Michael Riley could play. Pick: Calgary. Montreal Alouettes versus Edmonton Elks, Saturday night, at Edmonton, the Elks, 0-1. Look to shake off their season-opening 16-12 home loss to Ottawa. Quarterback Trevor Harris had 3 interceptions, one of which was returned 102 yards for a touchdown. The loss tarnished a solid defensive effort for the home side. Montreal, 0-0, makes its season debut and should be fresh. Defensive tackle Almando Sewell returns to Alberta but in an Owls uniform. Pick: Montreal. Hamilton Tigercats versus Saskatchewan Roughriders, Saturday night, at Regina, Jeremiah Masoli makes a second straight start for Hamilton, 0-1. The veteran quarterback was 24 of 41 passing for 242 yards with a TD and 2 interceptions last week against Winnipeg, which also rolled up 149 rushing yards on the tickets. The Riders, 1-0, stormed out to an early lead on BC, then held on for the 33-29 win as Cody Fajardo threw for 230 yards with 2 TDs and an interception. Pick: Hamilton. Overall, 1-3. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 11, 2021. Dan Ralph, the Canadian Press.